Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Malka Bat Allegra, Shlomo Ben Sara, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. Our subject this week is going to be how the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is responsible for the deaths of over 5,000 elderly patients, and how this is being covered up by the left-wing news media and the Democrat Party and the political establishment. And nobody is exposing this horrific crime as it should be exposed. But first of all, let me just start off by saying that there are many unbelievable crimes that have taken place throughout history, perpetrated by leaders who are revered historically, and nobody exposes them and no one tells the truth about them. For instance, of course, for the Jewish people, the most notorious example would perhaps be during the Nazi Holocaust, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro Shem Reshaim Yirkav, may his name and memory be obliterated, may the name of the wicked rot. When FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was responsible for the murder of over 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. He could have stopped the Holocaust at any time, dead in its tracks. He could have destroyed the German Nazi murder machinery at any time. So could Winston Churchill, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro Shem Reshaim Yirkav. He could have done it as well, because the American and British air forces had complete mastery over the skies of Germany and of Europe. They bombed almost everything in Germany, except for the death camps where the Jews were being murdered, and except for the rail lines leading to Auschwitz and leading to the death camps where the Jews were transported to their murder. Roosevelt and Churchill could have saved millions of Jewish lives, and deliberately did not do so. Deliberately did everything they could to enable the German Nazis to murder 6 million Jews. That's just a fact. In fact, they bombed and destroyed every major road and every major rail line in Germany, except for the one that led the Jews to the death camps. Only the roads that were used to lead Jews to the death camps were spared from the American and British bombers, because they didn't want the Jews to survive, because the one thing they wanted Hitler and the Germans to succeed in doing was to annihilate the Jews of Europe. And this horrific crime not only went unanswered, but 90% of American Jews voted for Franklin Delano Roosevelt and adored Franklin Delano Roosevelt as our beloved rabbi, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, the greatest Jewish leader in modern Jewish history, Rabbi Meir Kahana, our beloved rabbi, as he used to say, and as he said in his book, Never Again. For the Jews, there was the Almighty, and then there was Roosevelt, and not necessarily in that order. The Jews adored Roosevelt. They worshipped Roosevelt, who wanted them all dead, who hated the Jews. And American Jews did nothing when this terrible crime was committed. They were completely silent during the Holocaust. They did nothing. The same American Jews, by the way, that turned America upside down to fight for black civil rights in the South and to fight for all these left-wing causes, when it came to fighting for 6 million of their brothers and sisters that were being brutally burned and gassed in the worst crime in human history, then they were silent, then they did nothing. That's the great liberal, assimilated, intermarried, self-hating, cowardly American Jewish community. And that has to be told. The story of Roosevelt's crimes and the story of the crimes of American Jewish leaders and American Jews who did nothing when the Holocaust occurred, that's a story that is never, never exposed. And so, Jews who are familiar, and Gentiles, righteous Gentiles, who are familiar with history like the Holocaust or other historical horrific acts that were committed and that historians never condemned even, should not be surprised to see that very often political leaders like Andrew Cuomo in the United States commit terrible crimes and get away with it, and are still lionized and idolized by the left-wing evil news media and by the left-wing evil establishment. And so we have the nursing home scandal of Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, as the governor of New York, when the coronavirus struck and people were getting sick and it was clear that this was something that was extremely contagious and that was spreading like crazy. When this happened, Andrew Cuomo ordered and forced nursing homes throughout the state of New York to accept coronavirus patients, to accept patients who were positive for COVID-19, who were positive, in other words, who were sick, who had been sickened by the coronavirus. People who were walking time bombs, who could spread to thousands. One person could spread to thousands this disease. And they took these elderly coronavirus patients who were sick with the coronavirus and forced nursing homes, forced them to bring them into the nursing homes and infect all the old people in the nursing homes. And so it spread like wildfire in the nursing homes throughout the state of New York. Over 5,400 elderly people died in the end because of this act of mass murder, because it really is murder. This is really an act of murder. And the reason, you know, Cuomo didn't have to put them in the nursing homes. There were plenty of places where they could have been sent to. The Javits Center had hundreds of empty beds. The USNS Comfort, the ship that was sent in by President Trump to New York, hundreds of empty beds. And at the time, this was dozens of people who were sick. Those dozens eventually spread the disease so that it became thousands. But there was plenty of room to house them safely in a hospital environment where they would not be spreading the disease to many thousands. And yet Andrew Cuomo would not put them in the Javits Center and would not put them on the ship that President Trump sent because he didn't want Donald Trump to get credit for saving their lives. He wanted to keep those beds empty in the Javits Center and on that ship because he didn't want Donald Trump and his administration to get credit. So for political reasons, for purely political reasons, he gave a death sentence to thousands of elderly people because this quickly spread throughout. It was obvious that in an enclosed area with something that's very contagious and with people in their 70s and 80s and many of them very sick in nursing homes, of course they're extremely vulnerable. With very weakened immune systems, they're extremely vulnerable to catching this very quickly. And that's exactly what happened. And again, over 5,400 of these elderly patients died because of Cuomo's actions. And by the way, the over 5,400 is an undercount, is a gross undercount, because both the nursing homes and the New York State officials would like the figure to be as low as possible. They don't want this scandal to hurt their reputations. So they are undercounting the number of people who died in the nursing homes, and that is widely, I mean, that's something which almost everybody acknowledges, that there is an undercount here. Now, what if something like this had been done on the other side? What if a Republican had done this? And Republicans, you have Republican politicians who are slime, who are capable of doing this as well. But if a Republican had done this, or if Donald Trump did this, can you imagine what type of scandal this would have become? Can you imagine what the media would be doing with this? Now, you would have this night after night, you'd have the stories being told of the elderly people who passed away, of their grieving families, of how they suffered choking to death because it's a respiratory disease and you can't breathe when you have severe COVID-19. showing them the suffering, the pain, the agony, the choking, the stories of having their children and their grandchildren come on and talk about how they miss their parents and their parent and their grandparent who passed away, and what a tragedy, and how could they do this? And this would be night after, this would be the whole news. This would be consuming the whole nation. This would be the ultimate scandal of the century if a Republican or if Donald Trump had done this. But because it was done by their idol, by their hero, Andrew Cuomo, and because they want to blame Trump and the Republicans for this, they're deliberately covering this up. And I'm not saying, by the way, that Trump is a good leader or a great leader. I don't like Donald Trump either. We support Donald Trump for re-election because the alternative, the Democrat alternative, is much worse than he is. So we're supporting him for re-election because he's a lesser of the evils. But remember, a lesser of the evils is still evil. Donald Trump is also an immoral, slimy politician. But, and Donald Trump also only thinks about Donald Trump. But having said that, the Democrats are clearly much worse, and we as Jews and the righteous Gentiles in our movement who are very concerned about Israel and understand that Israel is the premier issue. The premier issue is Israel and God's return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel. That will decide when the world is fully redeemed. That will decide the future history of all nations. And when it comes to Israel and the Jewish people, there's no question that the Democrats are worse than Trump, much worse. So we have no choice but to support Trump for re-election. And I have to say, by the way, that in my opinion, Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble right now as he runs for re-election. But we have no choice but to support him for re-election. If the news media would expose this scandal, if the news media would expose what Andrew Cuomo did, where he forced nursing homes to accept sick people who were highly contagious in an environment in the nursing homes where there's no question that almost everybody was going to catch it when he did that. Almost everyone in the nursing home was going to get sick. If the news media had exposed this outrageous scandal instead of covering it up, that would bury all the criticism of Trump, because anything Trump did would pale in comparison. Anything Trump or the Republican Congress or anybody, Republican Senate, the House is controlled by the Democrats. But anything that you want to accuse Republicans of would pale in comparison compared to this mass murder. And this is mass murder. Cuomo knew what he was doing. He knew that he was sentencing these people to death. Did you know that Cuomo actually sent large numbers of body bags to the nursing home so that they could put the dead patients in the body bags after they contracted the virus and died, because he knew that was what was going to happen. So he sent them body bags even. He forced them to take the patients, and he sent them body bags knowing that this was going to be the result of his policy of forcing them to take sick people in an environment where everybody was very vulnerable and where everybody would catch it very quickly in an enclosed environment. Can you imagine a story like this not being publicized, not being the number one story, number one scandal in all of this? Can you imagine? By the way, the governor Newsom, the governor of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, did the same thing in California. He did the same exact thing. Except there were fewer deaths in California because there were much fewer people that were infected in California. But he did the same thing, the governor of California. But Andrew Cuomo is being idolized. He's turned into a god in the eyes of the news media. They put him on every night. He's the person they go to and quote. He's the wonderful leader. He's an example of what true leadership is supposed to be all about. He's the one the media dreams of making president of the United States, God forbid. They would love to replace senile fuddy-duddy Joe Biden with Andrew Cuomo. It's just that unfortunately for them, legally, technically, it's a little too late to do that. But they would love to get rid of Biden and have Cuomo be the candidate for president. And so they're deliberately covering up the murder of thousands of innocent people, elderly people, helpless people, who were sentenced to death by this governor. And they're deliberately covering it up. Now, there are stories about this. It's true. The New York Nazi Times did articles about it. And the articles were critical of Andrew Cuomo, and Andrew Cuomo reversed the policy when it got exposed. He finally reversed the policy. By the way, even in late March and in early April, when he was being attacked for this, he continued to stubbornly insist that this was a good policy and continued the policy and continued to have people go there and get and in effect be murdered and be responsible for the deaths of many others. He continued this stubbornly. Let me just fix this a little bit, the camera a little bit here. Now, he eventually reversed this policy and said it was a mistake. That it was a mistake. Mistake. 5,400 people dead. Mistake. He was warned about it. There was an easy solution to prevent it. He knew what the consequences would be. He sent body bags because he knew people were going to die as a result of it. But he made a mistake. He said he made a mistake. This was not a mistake. This was just evil. And even though the New York Nazi Times did articles that were critical of him on this, and the other left-wing media also did criticized him for it, when he reversed policy, they mildly criticized him. They mildly criticized him. They said that this was clearly a mistaken policy and that this shouldn't have been done like this and that this shouldn't have happened like this. And people, it was tragic. You know, people died as a result of it. It was tragic. But they made it sound like it was no big deal. Whereas with Trump, every little thing that he says that bothers them, they turn into some gigantic, humongous scandal. You cannot trust anything that the media says or does. The only thing you can trust is that they will lie and manipulate and try to control the agenda for evil, for purposes of evil, to destroy Israel, first of all, their bias against Israel, including the self-hating Jewish journalists. The self-hating Jewish journalists are the worst enemies of Israel. The worst enemies of Israel are the Jewish journalists. They're the worst enemies Israel could have, the Jews that work in the media. And because those are self-hating Jews who are embarrassed and ashamed to be Jewish, who hate the concept of Israel, hate the concept of having a Jewish people that's sovereign and that lives in their own homeland. They hate all this. They want to mix among the nations and not have a separate people. They're embarrassed and ashamed and want to burn all their bridges with the Jewish people, so they want Israel to be destroyed. And they literally want Israel to go under. Anyone who backs the Arabs against Israel, knowing that an Arab victory against Israel, if the Arabs overrun Israel, they will slaughter the 6 million Jews in Israel, just like they slaughtered millions of their fellow Arabs and millions of their fellow Muslims in the Iran-Iraq war, in the Lebanon war, in the Syria war. Millions of Muslims have been annihilated in the past few decades by their fellow Muslims. They've already committed holocausts against their fellow Muslims. If this is what they do to each other, if this is what they do to their own brothers and sisters, do you have any doubt that they're not bluffing when they promise to do this to the Jews? Which they do promise to do, by the way, every day in the Arab and Muslim media. If they ever win against Israel, if they ever win against the Jews, God forbid, there would be another Holocaust. And the self-hating Jews in America, the same self-hating Jews, the same type of self-hating Jews that were responsible for the Holocaust in the 30s and 40s, for the Holocaust that where 6 million Jews were murdered in Europe, those same type of self-hating Jews now want a Holocaust against the Jews of Israel because they're embarrassed that there's a Jewish state. They're embarrassed there's a Jewish army. They're embarrassed that the Jews have their own country. They never wanted to be a separate people or a Jewish people. Can you imagine to be embarrassed to be God's chosen people? Can you imagine to be embarrassed to have the incredible blessings that God has given the Jewish people? I mean, what a sick, demented, twisted, cowardly, nasty group of subhuman worms. But those are the Jews in the media, and that's the American Jewish establishment as well. The American Jewish establishment, Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, the American Jewish Congress, the American Jewish Committee, Hadassah, the UJA, the Federation, all of them are Judenrat, Kapo, self-hating, assimilated, intermarried, vile Jewish anti-Semites. All of them. They never wanted a Jewish state. They never wanted the Jews to be a proud and independent people. They never wanted fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Never. The opposite. They live for the opposite. They live to make the Jews an appendage of socialism and left-wing movements and all the evil movements. That's what they want. That's what they dream of. That's what they support. That's what they fund. That's what they fight for. That's what they live for. So let's understand something. You can never trust the media. You can never trust these types of leaders. You can't trust people like this. Even if with the lives of your grandparents or innocent people in a situation like this where you're putting them in a nursing home where they're going to die, they'll force the nursing home to take them and send a body bag knowing that they're going to die. So tell them, put them in the body bag when you're finished, when they die, when they drop dead. That's the attitude of Andrew Cuomo and of the news media and all the people who back Andrew Cuomo, like Nancy Pelosi and Schmuck Schumer and Bill de Blasio and all the other, and Gavin Newsom in California is the same, and that filthy, self-hating slob, the governor of Illinois, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, that self-hating Jewish slob, he's another example of that. By the way, in Florida, they also had to put the elderly somewhere, and they didn't have a Javits Center, and they didn't have a ship that President Trump sent to them. They didn't have those things. So they had to put the elderly somewhere. So you know what Governor DeSantis did? He sent them to nursing homes, but made sure before he sent them that they were fully tested, that the nursing homes were fully equipped with ways to isolate them and take care of them, and all of the equipment that you need and the staff that you need. He made sure that everything was prepared and set before he sent them there. And so you didn't have the same massive spread in Florida. You didn't have the same massive horrific consequences like you had in New York. You didn't have that there. By the way, in New Jersey, that animal Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, did the same thing. Another left-wing Democrat did the same exact thing in New Jersey. And so in New Jersey, half, or maybe even a majority, but at least half of the people who've died in New Jersey from the coronavirus, and New Jersey's second highest state, by the way, in terms of fatalities after New York, half or more of the people who died in nursing homes thanks to Governor Murphy and his policies. He also forced the nursing homes to take these people. Completely unprepared, by the way. The only thing he gave them no equipment, no training, no preparation, nothing, just sent them these people and sent them body bags. That's what Cuomo did in New York, and Murphy had the same policy in Jersey, and Newsom had the same policy in California. This is the approach of the humane, humanitarian, left-wing Democrats who are so concerned about everybody, are so concerned about human life and everything else. Oh, please. This is what we are up against. And that's why JTF is so important. By the way, I wanted to make the title of this video, Cuomo Murders 5,400 Elderly Patients. I wanted to make it a title like that, but I was concerned that if I made that the title, that people wouldn't take it seriously. They'd say, oh, that couldn't be. Well, he just doesn't like Cuomo, so he's exaggerating. So I wanted people first to come to the video first, and I didn't put a very, you know, a truthful but explosive title like that I didn't use for the video. Because I want people to first come to the video and take it seriously and then explain what we're speaking about. And by the way, again, you can Google this issue. The facts of this are all over the internet. Everything I'm saying, even the left-wing media has criticized Cuomo for this. But it's just criticism. It's like he made a mistake. 5,400 people dead. He made a mistake. Oh, you have 5,400 people dead. But we gave him 5,400 body bags to put the dead people in. So what? He made a little mistake. So what? Shouldn't affect anything. Andrew Cuomo's a good governor, isn't he? He's a disastrous governor. By the way, he's a disastrous governor in every area. In every area, he's destroying New York. He and his father, as we mentioned on a prior video, which you can see, he's been governor for 10 years, that's 24 years between the two of them already, They absolutely have devastated New York with their policies. Devastated. You know, we're talking about a great possibility of another depression because of the coronavirus. There has been a great depression in upstate New York for decades now because of the Cuomos. Thanks to the Cuomos, we've had a depression in upstate New York. Massive depression. When I was in my 20s, there were 550,000 people living in the city of Buffalo, which was the second largest city in New York State. Now there are only 250,000 people there. More than half the people of the city have fled. People are fleeing and in droves are leaving upstate New York. White, middle-class people, business people are leaving in droves because of the high taxes, the bureaucracy, the regulations, the job-killing insanity of New York State. New York City, the only thing that keeps New York City and New York State afloat is because it happens to be that Wall Street is located in New York. Because of that, it's been kept afloat. And we'll see what happens, by the way, as a result of the coronavirus. We'll see if it continues, if they continue to remain solvent even as a result of this, what's happening with the coronavirus. But the only reason they've even remained solvent with all their insane spending and insane, wasteful, crazy policies, the only reason they remain solvent is because they're buttressed by massive infusions of money that they get from Wall Street, from having Wall Street located in Manhattan, in New York City. If not for that, New York would have been completely 6 feet under a long time ago. Can you imagine putting this type of thing in the White House in November? You imagine in a crisis like this, we had these types of leaders in the White House, someone like Joe Biden. Joe Biden is so senile, he doesn't even know what's going on. You know, his latest interviews, that's another thing the media covers up. They always mention everything Trump, if Trump misstates something or there's some misinformation from Trump, and he does misstate things frequently, there's no question about it. But nothing compared to Joe Biden, whom the media supports. Nothing. Joe Biden can't get anything straight. His interviews are so embarrassing. He is so senile. His interviews are so embarrassing. He's the ultimate display child for Alzheimer's. I mean, this is unbelievable. And he's going to be president of the United States. Trump is a stable genius compared to Joe Biden. And you know that I don't think Trump is either stable or a genius. But compared to Joe Biden, he's both stable and a genius. And the media supports Joe Biden. The media, they support Joe Biden. They think he's fine to be president of the United States. They hide him now. They're trying to hide him as much as they can, because I think they realize that this is really a disaster in the making here. He can't even do a simple interview. Just the confusion, the mixed up, and if he anytime he mentions any statistics, any numbers, the confusion, the complete disoriented twisting of numbers and figures, just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We have a new government in Israel this week. A terrible new government. All the governments in Israel since 1948, since the recreation of the state, have been terrible. It's a miracle that Israel has survived with leaders like this. We have a new government in Israel, terrible government under Netanyahu, that terrible leader who was part of the phony right, which in Israel is even worse than the open left. And a government that continues to freeze all Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. A government that continues to work to create a so-called Palestine state, which would be national suicide for Israel. And yes, that is something that Netanyahu supports. He's embraced the Trump plan, which openly calls for a Palestinian state. This is a government that is a catastrophe for Israel. We're in a lot of trouble, and we need to get the truth out. JTF uses its entire budget to reach the Jews of Israel. That's where we spend our money. That's where our budget goes, to reach the Jews of Israel with our message. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, we reach tens of thousands of Jews every week with our message. Tens of thousands of Jews see our Hebrew videos. We have 5 Hebrew videos now that are being advertised, and they receive tens of thousands of views from Israeli Jews every single week. Baruch Hashem, thank God. So this message of truth is reaching the Jews of Israel to a certain extent. It's not enough. It's not enough at all. It doesn't even scratch the surface in terms of what should be done, how much we should be reaching them. I mean, they get a little video that's our, and by the way, these are all short videos because they're advertisement videos, they're commercials. And so for a minute or two, they get a little bit of truth. Tens of thousands of Jews are getting a little bit of truth for a minute or two. You know, that's not enough, obviously. It's not enough. We need to have big programs and bringing them the truth on a regular basis, continuously, for the millions, not for tens of thousands, but for millions. That's really what we need. But at least some truth is getting through. At least somebody is hearing some truth in Israel. At least somebody is telling the truth. That's what JTF is doing. We're trying to reach as many people as we can and wake up as many people as we can to pave the way for a new leadership and a new day in Israel for the Jewish people and for the world, which will eventually come someday. That will come someday. And we're trying to pave the road for that right now. That's what we're doing. Baruch Hashem, we're trying our best. These English language videos, by the way, with hundreds of views, in most cases, and there's a couple of them have more than that. Maybe one of them, one or two of them has more than that. But generally speaking, these English language videos, this is not, obviously, it's not our main focus. Our main focus is Israel. And in Israel, we have a much larger audience than this. If you agree that it's essential that we wake the people of Israel up and that we bring the message of truth to the people, and if you understand the importance and the threats to the Jewish people and to Israel, both from the Netanyahu government in Israel and from the danger of Trump being defeated for re-election and a so-called Palestinian state and all the other crazy things that are being proposed. By the way, there is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians. There has never been a Palestine in history. There's never been a Palestinian people in history. Never. Ever. Completely made up hoax. If you agree it's important to bring these facts, then you're in the right place. Join with us. Let's work together. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. We can change history. If we work together, and if we are determined to do so. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.